Today's learning to an Israel's Chaim Lizim from Shania Maisha and Anil Rivka Bez Maisha Israel Schuss for Shalema Chaim Maisha and Malka Yanis and Sarah Mir and Bracha Basar Malka. Schuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So holding Simon Kuf Tzadik Zayin. We are in the last Sif of Kuf Tzadik Zayin, Sif Dalad. We are up to the Rimah. So the Rimah brings down a very interesting Shita that probably most of us are not familiar with. Says the Rimah, Yesh oimrim she'ein echayev levarach midaraisa im loy shasa v'huta ev lishtai. So, very interesting shita. It's the shita of the Martcha, that if somebody eats a meal, he ate kadei sviya, which till now we learned, he ate kadei sviya, you're mechuyev in benching midaraisa. However, if you are thirsty and you didn't drink, the Martcha says that you are not mechuyev daraisa. Therefore, says the Rama, v'toyev lezoher lechatchila, you should be careful. In miktsasim shasu, miktsasim loy shasu, that if some of the people drank and some of the people didn't, sheyavarach misha shasa, that the one who did drink should be the one who leads the benching. Now, basically, what is the Ramah telling us? We learned yesterday that if I have 10 people benching, some of them ate kadei sviya, some of them didn't eat kadei sviya. So the ones who ate kadei sviya are daraisa. The ones who didn't eat kadei sviya are only the rabbanon. It was preferable that the person leading the benching, the person certainly in a case where they're being, not certainly in the case where they're being mitzi, other people in the benching, it's better to have the person who ate kadei sviya, who's a daraisa, to be the one who's being mitzi other people. Says the Rama, the same thing over here. We want to be chayshish to the shita of the Martcha, that if you're thirsty and you didn't drink, you're not a chi of daraisa, then the same rule would apply. If you're being mitzi other people, it's preferable the person who drank should be the one who leads the benching. Let's see the Mishavura. Yeshayim she'ein achayiv. Why? The Svirulu, he holds as follows. The Mai the Dorish Shemeya Begamara. What the Gemara, there's a machlokes over there, how you darshan the pasuk. Remeya darshan the pasuk as follows. V'achalta, the pasuk says, V'achalta savata v'rachtas Hashem lekecha, right? So V'achalta says Remeya zayachila, that is eating. V'savata zayshtia, that's drinking. Now, certainly we don't bench on drinking, so what does the pasuk tell me? V'achalta v'savata, you should eat and you should drink and you should bless Hashem. You should bench, right? We know for drinking or not, so what does it mean? If you take a drink after you eat, then you have the chi of daraisa v'em lav, and if you don't, you are only chayiv from me, the rabbanon. Now, so Mishabru continues, he's not thirsty, this that you have to drink is only if you are thirsty. If you're not drinking, even the Martcha, everyone, if you're not thirsty, everyone is maida that you chayev midaraisa. V'toyv lezar l'chadchila, right, Sulaima? The fee psak ha-mechaber mekoidim. This is what the mechaber said earlier. We learned it yesterday. V'yesh misha mechayev adover midaraisa. If you have some of the people of the group of chayev daraisa, she adeya levarach, and he knows how to bench. Mitzvah she yivarach hu lahaytzi acherim. He should be the one being mitzi others. Toiv lachash gam l'shita zay. You should also be chayesh at the shita. She yivarach misha shasa. That the person who's being mitzi other should be somebody who drank. Because he's mechayev in the rice according to all shitas. However, the ones who drank don't know how to bench. Then somebody who didn't drink can certainly be mitzi the others, as we learned yesterday. The exact same halacha. She yavarach misha shasa. But afal pikein says the mishavura in miktsasam achlu l'soiva v'loy shasu u'miktsasam layachlu l'soiva v'shasu. So you have as follows: we have a group of people. Some ate kadei sviya, and they didn't drink. Some ate not kadei sviya, but they did drink. Now, according to the Martcha, they're all the rabbanans. According to the other shitas, the ones who don't hold that you need to have the drinking, the kadei sviya people are daraisa, versus the other ones are certainly a the rabbanan. The ones who did eat kadei sviya that didn't drink, it better that they should lead the benching than it should be mitzi others with benching than the guys who didn't eat kadei sviya and they did drink. Because there's many paiskim that disagree with this martcha and hold that the guy is still chayav daraisa. That's an individual shita. Another interesting point. Somebody who was full before he ate, We're not going to get into over here what categorizes achilas gasa, but basically, you're completely not hungry and you just stuff your face. Afal pikein in the hana grainai, but he did enjoy the taste. If you do have to make a bracha before and afterwards, and you could be might say others. What happens if he's entered the Nathan's hot dog eating contest and he's up to his 80th hot dog? So although he managed to get it down, he didn't have any hana from it at all. He cannot make a bracha not before, not after. Just to be clear, Nathan's hot dogs are not kosher, so nobody joined the contest. I'm sorry if anybody misunderstood that. Such an achilas gasa that you have no hana from it at all, that's not considered achila. We'll see that by Pesach when it comes to the achilas afikarim. And also, if it's totally achilas gasa, you're not enjoying it at all, it doesn't even have the rule of achila. You don't have to make a bracha on it. And you certainly can't be mitzi other people with it. You don't make a bracha achrayna. The one thing that's interesting to take out of this Rama, though we are generally not being might see other people in benching, so we're just benching ourselves, but there's a number one, if you're eating and you're thirsty and you want to bench, you say, I'm bench now, I'm gonna take a drink afterwards. If you want to, we want to be chayshish to all the shittas that we can, you shouldn't do that. You should have you should drink beforehand. It's even more than that. He brings down over here that there are those who ask the following questions. If I come to bench, right, and I'm thirsty, so according to the Martcha, I don't have a chiyuv to bench yet, deraisa, and then I bench, and then I have a drink, all of a sudden, I have a chiyuv now, deraisa, and it could be that my benching that was only the Rabbanan, according to the Martcha, was not Maitzi, that chi of the arises. I would create myself a little bit of a problem. So one thing to take out of this, at least, that if you are finishing your meal and you're thirsty, you should have a drink, and this way you are yoytza all the shittas, you have a chi of the arises at the bench, and you won't be putting yourself into any shilas at all. Okay. Let's go to Kuf Tzadiches, another halacha that we hopefully can remember. These words, Shloisha Sha'achlus, you have three people who wait, Vehem Avarchen, and they're going to bench. And very common situation. V'nichnas Echad Shloyachal, somebody walks into your house, you're sitting there with three people, you just made Birchas HaZimun, and you start benching. Now, V'nichnas G'sha'oim HaMavarech, Nevarech Shachal Nemishaloi. Now, usually, how does the benching go? So we say, Nevarech Shachal Nemishaloi, and the people respond, Baruch Shachal Nemishaloi, right? To V'tuva Chayinu. Right, so you walk in when the guy leading the benching says "Nevarach shachalnu mishaloi." So you can't respond "Baruch shachalnu mishaloi" because you didn't eat. That would be a lie. So oina, but you, on the other hand, you don't want to not respond. Oina achrav, you should respond "Baruch umevarach shemay tamid la'olam vayad." We have to remember this. So you hear three people benching. You didn't eat. Again, if you ate a kezias of anything, vegetables, you had wine, you had a drink, you can answer Baruch Shachal Nemishaloi, because we said that achila is not only bread. Achila is any food. Achila is drink as well, right? Question was if water was achila or not, but everything else is considered achila. So then you have no problem. You can answer Baruch Shachal Nemishaloi. In fact, we already learned that you can even complete the zimun that they should have achiyav and zimun because of it. But if you didn't eat at all, how can you say Baruch Shachal Nemishaloi? On the other hand, you want to respond, so you should say Baruch Umevaruch Shemay Tamid Laylam Vayad. Now you missed the guy saying Nevarach Shachal Nemishaloi. You came in when the people are responding Baruch Shachal Nemishaloi of Tuva Chayinu. So then Oina Achreim Amen. You just respond Amen to what he said. So before we go to the Rama, let's first do the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see if we have time. If not, we'll finish up tomorrow. Shaloyachal, that he didn't eat. Vim shasa, the person drank. Afilu loy mitzdarf imam and klal, even though they're not being mitzdarf, you didn't sit down, you didn't drink with them, so you're not being mitzdarf to the zimun. Yachal loy mebaruch shachalni, you are able to say baruch shachalni, because as we said, the shtiyah b'chal achila, because shtiyah is included in drinking. Umiyu, Basaral Inyan Askaris Hashem Shayyim Baruch Elikeinu Shachalim Shalai Nisham Brimagon Besafik. So you walk into a room, you had a glass of wine, you had a Revius wine. You were not mitzdarif with them. You didn't sit down with them to be mitzdarif with them. They and they're benching. Can you respond Baruch Elikeinu Shachalim Shalai or not? So the Primigadim has a suffix on that. And Lamaisi should probably respond, but without the Elikeinu. Oynach or Baruch, the Ein Min Aroi Sheyeh Adam Eitzel Chabur Shemazminen Atzman Liten Shevach Vaydoy Leis Baruch. These people are all gathering together. They're all reaching out to each other in order to praise Hashem. But who Yimanim is then? He's not going to respond. But as we said, he can't say Baruch HaShachalnu. Gesheher Mayinim, if he came in just when the other people are responding, right? So Loima, the Ozla Yuchalan is Baruch Umavaruch Shemay Tamid Le'olam Vaed. He can't respond that. Kimish Leishama Mipiyam Azamin Shabik Shilavaruch. He can't. He wasn't. He didn't hear the part where he's being asked to be Mavaruch Hashem. Oy Nachrim Amen. Kechol Habracha Shadam Shemay Piyasura. Like any other bracha that you hear, Tzarech La'anayis Amen Achrav. You have to answer Amen afterward. So now you answer, the people answer Baruch Shachalim Shalai, and then the guy leading says Baruch Shachalim Shalai Tuvachayinu, right? So that's the let's go over again. The person says Baruch Shachalim Shalai. The people respond Baruch Shachalim Shalai. He responds back Baruch Shachalim Shalai Tuvachayinu. So when you hear the you walk in when the people the are responding, you answer amen when you hear, and then you answer amen again when the person leading the benching says it again. If you hear one person make a shahakal, you say amen. Then the next person makes a shahakal, you also say amen. If you came all the way at the end of the zimun and the guy's already said baruch shachalni, you didn't even hear his whole thing, the Taz says that you don't have to answer amen. However, I'll say that you do say amen. Okay, now let's see. I just want to read to you over here. We're talking about amen, so it's actually an important chazara. We had this already, but it's an important chazara. Ukashaina amen. When you answer amen, what are we supposed to have in mind? So when you answer over here, Baruch Shachalim Shalai, and you say you're having in mind, you say amen, you say you're having in mind that this is true, and I believe in what he's saying. Now, when some you hear somebody making a bracha that's a bakasha, Sarach Lacham is to emesi. You're having in mind that it's true, and I want this should actually come true to that person. His tefillah should be answered type. That's the third type of amen. You're answering on the asad, as we learned. The kaddish goes, right? Yehei shlama rabba and shemai. We're talking about the future. Yehei shmei rabba. His name should be, right? Yiskadov yiskadov shmei rabba. His name should be Niskadel v'niskadesh, right? So it's all on the future. Sheyaminu dvarav mashu mevakesh, she tiskalu machusay bagolos mankarav. You're davening that it should happen in the future. So again, we had all these things, but it's a good time to chazer it over. When you're having amen on a regular bracha, you're saying, yeah, amen, I believe in it. And I'm asking to it, it's true, and I believe in it. When you're answering amen to a tvila that somebody makes, he's saying, yes, I believe in it, and Hashem, you should please give it to him. As we learned a couple of weeks ago, Yansa Amen to a Misha Berech, that's given by the Sefer Torah. That's a bracha for that person who got it. It has nothing to do with you. You're answering Amen. Yes, it's true, everything that was said. And I the tefillah should be answered that he should get, as we said, that's Vahavta Racha Kamaycha, because you're davening for the other person. And the last situation is by Kaddish. What are we supposed to have by Amen? By Kaddish, we have an Amen that it should be Mekuyim in the future. That we're saying amen, that we are davening and hope and we believe that this can happen in the future. These things should happen. Obviously, Bagolov is Mankarev, that it should happen as soon as possible. We're having in mind that it should happen. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Yemir Tashem, we will continue tomorrow.